Okay. Hello. Hello, guys. Hello. I'm here with my friend Davian and Sony. Or I don't know their anchor names, so I just put their real names. Hope you don't stalk them because then they will sue you. So yeah.
I'll get all the money.
The gluten free kind.
Okay, today we're gonna be talking about SCP-3008. SCP-3008 is a perfectly normal IKEA store. Super normal.
Yeah, it's gluten-free.
Super normal.
It includes memes in it.
Yeah, it includes super memes.
Thank you.
No, it's not normal. It's not normal. It's not normal.
It is way different
than
normal. It's the normal. It's not normal. It's the normal. Well, yeah, back to business.
The fastest Tetris game.
So, all we're doing is talking about SCP-3008. SCP-3008 is a Minecraft pickaxe.
I hear Fortnite. Do you want to play Fortnite in here?
So, yeah.
Let me do some fun and block.
So, right now, what we're going to be doing is talking about freaking what is it called? I don't know, but you guys should watch. Here, technically. So yeah, it's a nice Minecraft day.
Wait, do you know how to play Minecraft on here?
Well, I do know how to play on the computer, but I don't know how to play on Chromebooks. So SCP-3008, a perfectly normal IKEA store, but don't think, oh yeah, it's just a safe. It's a safe. No, it's a Euclid. It's a freaking Euclid. You might be like, no, it's a safe. It's just perfectly normal. It's like, ooh. SCP-3008 is an IKEA store. Not normal. When you go inside it, it takes you to a portal you won't even notice you went through. And it will be an infinite. You might be like, oh, this is great. Now we can have freaking food, water, all we want, groceries,
but no.
Lamps. Yeah, well, he said, but no. Because the IKEA employees, there is employees there. It's not cool, IKEA employees. But the employees are actually humanoids. Let's just say this so you don't get creeped out if you're already creeped out, but it doesn't matter because they call you the biggest roaster, but you're actually a toaster. So yeah, they actually, I forgot,
they actually do dank memes, which is such a lie.
So yeah, they actually freaking grab you by the freaking hand until it closes. Once you touch them, they grab you, yank you. Just, yeah, looking for the exit. Then once it's in, you have to make sure they don't grab your hand. Plus, if you ever enter, you have to live there. You know.
Get a gun.
There's no gun there, so.
No, bring gun just in case.
You can't because the mobile task force won't let you. You're a Class D. Like, just think of it, you're a Class D. You're in it. And then it's nighttime. The store is closed. You have to run for your life because they will be chasing you. Screaming at you. Get out of here, the store is closing now. So, you actually have to get out of there. Or it's too late. Because, like, yeah. People died with their life in risk, like, so yeah, So whatever you guys do, never go there. And plus, no, there was actually sightings of that. Real sightings. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode.
With a new mate.
It's Alexander Pajo here. I mean, Pinocchio and Damian Pajo here reporting back in the next episode.